Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Am I speaking to Marlene Calderon or someone else?
Someone else.
Okay. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? You're not driving? Or are you?
I drive.
No, but I mean, are you at home safe and not driving at all so we can continue with the...
No.
So you're in the safe place. Okay, thank you. Now, in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you so much. And in which county in Texas do you currently live? Which county in Texas?
What family?
No, in which county? The county?
County? Oh, okay. Hidalgo.
Okay, thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, or some on the cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Almost. They're all on the cell phone.
Okay, so all calls on cell phone, okay? Are you registered to vote in Texas, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for a political office, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1 year?
Yes.
Do I have to answer?
Okay, no problem. Okay. You can continue to the next question. It's okay. And
no, I will, okay. 1959.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Was it grade school, some high school graduate, some college? Vocational training school? 2-year college degree?
Yeah.
4-year college
degree? Vocational.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes.
Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
You approve? And is that like strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
And would that be definitely, probably, or
definitely, always.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. Okay. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and then we'll go on to the next, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. The first one is Donald Trump.
I heard of him.
Okay, and would that be, are you very favorable of that name? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable? Would that be somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Yes.
Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable? Thank you, sir. Myra Flores.
Myra Flores? No.
Okay, would that
I heard of it, but no.
Okay, so that would be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
But a very or a somewhat?
No, unfavorable.
Yes, but, you know, actually the answers here would be very unfavorable or unfavorable. Okay, so unfavorable. But is it very or somewhat? Do you feel very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. And Vincent Gonzalez.
Vincent Gonzalez?
Yes.
I heard of him.
You never heard of him, or you've heard of him? Do you have an opinion? Are you very favorable?
I haven't heard of him, but he hasn't done nothing.
Okay. So there's the answers that you can choose. It will be heard of, but no opinion, or never heard.
No opinion. I haven't heard of him. No comment, in other words.
Okay, thank you, sir. What about Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Would that be very favorable for her? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, let's go back to Myra Flores. Okay, you said you feel unfavorable, but the answers that we have here to choose from, is it very, do you feel very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Yes, but is it very, do you feel very strongly unfavorable towards that person or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, now thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices, from 0 to 10? You can pick,
how
you can
am
pick
I,
any...
Am I,
yes, how it says here, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate?
I am very interested in the election.
Thank you, sir. Is there a number that you want to choose, like between 0 and 10? Remember that 10 is the highest, which is extremely interested, and 0 means not interested at all, but you can also choose any number in between.
A number of 5.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala.
Thank you. Next. If the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Elred, Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vincent Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Democrat.
Would you like me to read that question again?
None.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And are you a strong Democrat? Not so strong or lean to Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. Generally speaking, we're almost done, I promise. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Okay. Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be well-to-do, upper middle class, middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Like five, two or three more questions. Now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, or mostly English but some Spanish, or Spanish and English equally, or mostly Spanish but some English, or only Spanish at home?
Spanish and English.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been very patient. This includes our survey. You have a wonderful evening. Thanks for participating. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, sir.
That's it?
Yes. Yes.
No,
you know, there's some... Yes, no more questions. But, you know, there's some other surveys that are very, very long, but, you know, in different
so,
states.
So, whom were you looking for?
I'm sorry? No, these are just short little surveys.
Or you were looking for anybody?
No, these are like, these are calls that are, you know, the person I asked for, you said, well, you are the other person, which is Marlene Calderon. Mm-hmm.
In other words, but you were looking for anybody, right?
No, these are, you know, I'm not sure how it works, I'll be honest with you, but yes, we do need help with your opinions. Your opinions are very, very important. Mm-hmm.
But you were looking for somebody, you were looking for anybody.
No, actually, because it says on there, I was reading what it says on the survey. If there's nobody, then I can put and pick, you know, the person that there's nobody else. And you did say so, but it had to come out of you. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I would have said, I told you no, you said a name, and I told you no, that's not me. And you said...
I understand what you mean. Yeah, like the thing is that, okay, because there's different types of surveys, okay? There's some that only want to speak to the specific person, okay? And it's more details. But with this survey, it's not really long or short, but it's just, you know, just not that many questions that are, that were needing the right person to speak with. It's just asking, you know, am I speaking to, you know, Marlene Calderon? But you said, no, it's not her. And I asked you, is this someone else that I can talk to? And you said, yes, you know, you could take the call. Mm-hmm.
What is this survey for anyway? I mean, it's como quiera.
Oh, okay. What? It's like these are just questions to actually para ayudar la manera de conferencia, así como nacional. Opinión es opinión pública nacional. Ya, eso es todo. Y nomás queríamos hacerles unas cuantas preguntas de la manera confidencial y no son muchos los.
not too many people hace eso, ¿verdad?
Uh-huh.
Right?
No, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question?
Yes. Not too many people would answer your questions. Right?
Oh, yes. You'd be amazed at how many people are really into politics.
Really?
Yeah. Especially right now because we're in the elections. We're almost in November.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So a lot of people want to vote for something, you know, something great. Not that I'm putting my opinion, but, you know, you'll be amazed that there's a lot of people that do like to get, you know, surveys. Uh-huh. Some don't, but yes, some that really aren't very, and they, and it means a lot to I guess, to
Can you give me an eye opener? How many people are right now voting for
those answers? No, we don't have that information. Just remember, like my job is not to throw any opinion or to give any type of my opinion. My job is just to read you the survey.
Yes.
and you know this call is being recorded. So yes, I mean, any little thing that could affect me. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. You have a great evening.
Yeah, you have a nice afternoon.
Okay, have a great one. Bye-bye.